All right, I want to welcome everybody to the national conference call here tonight, which is Sunday, our business builder briefing call. I'm so happy to be on the call. My name is Lane Winsett. I'm a founding national consultant with Ambit Energy. Been with the company since October of 2006. My personal sponsor is, of course, Philip Eckhart, and been in the industry about 30 years now. To give you a little background on myself, I started with Xcel. Was with them from the beginning to the end, and then, of course, started with Ambit Energy when the company was founded as well, and has been with the company now going, headed into our 15th year. Is that exciting or what? We're going to be covering a lot of ground tonight, and so if you get your pen and paper out, or you want to just do a little recording on the side, maybe with your smartphone, that might be helpful for you. You know, one of the things that I thought about prior to doing this call was what could I do as a leader, being in the industry, in the direct sales industry, that would most help you achieve your goals and achieve a higher level of success in Ambit Energy. And so I gave it a lot of thought, and I really kind of boiled it down to a few things. And one of the things I want to start out with is your own personal foundation of success. In other words, at the end of the day, you hear about motivational speakers and people that maybe go out and try to motivate people. When in actuality, yes, they have great inspirational words to talk about and to share with you, but ultimately, you have to motivate yourself. So it's important that you understand the psychology, if you will, of motivation. If you took the word motivation and you cut it in half and you put a line between the E and let's say M-O-T-I, and you added a V-E and put a line in, and then you put an A-C-T-I-O-N, you'd have a motive for action. And that's really what motivation is. It is a motive for action. And, you know, the old saying, no, every action creates a reaction. And so, you know, that's so important. And there are really three types of motivation you'll deal with in your professional career and your life as well. And one, of course, is fear motivation. You know, it's very effective. It's temporary. You know, it doesn't last long. It's normally provided by somebody else. And of course, you know, even though fear is an effective way and a call of action, it's not very effective over the long haul. You know, people can just, you know, are not motivated to continue that fear. And so fear is ultimately not the best form of motivation. However, it is effective to a certain extent. So the other form of motivation you see in direct sales or in selling situations or in corporate America, of course, is incentive motivation. We even use that with our kids, of course, and that's an effective way. And it's external, once again. It's kind of temporary, doesn't last. You know, if you give somebody a prize or a plaque for doing X, Y, Z, what are you going to give me the next time? So they have to jump so high. It's a constant bouncing ball, yin and yang, to get people to achieve those levels of incentive. However, incentive motivation is very important. I mean, if you want to be able to achieve short-term goals like cash awards or prizes, and, you know, the company is always constantly using incentive motivation in order to motivate us to go out and get more customers, and that's a great thing. That's a good thing. But what really is long-lasting, what really sustains you as an individual and is something that comes from within is your personal goals. Your personal goals are really what truthfully motivate you into action. And these are things that are important to you because your dreams are what goals are made out of. And I know you've heard this time and time again. Write out your goals and write out things that are important to you. Some of them might be you know, materialistic things like automobiles or a boat or a house or jewelry or nice clothes or things that you can touch and feel and feel proud to own or whatever. And that's true. That is important. All of those materialistic things are important. But there's also other things that you may want to accomplish. There may be philanthropic goals that you want to accomplish. You might have had somebody touched in your family by autism, let's say, or maybe breast cancer or something that you is important to you, like feeding the hungry or providing shelter or doing something in your life that really fires you up and gets you excited about a purpose in life. And that is one of the types of motivation that's long-lasting. It's here to stay. It's not going to go away. But it's important that you identify that. And how you do that is spending some quality time with yourself, a lot of times by yourself, with a good glass of iced tea or the wine of your choice or maybe a cup of coffee, and sit down with your goals book and start to write out some goals that are important to you. And so I've kind of narrowed it down into what I call the wheel of life, of areas that you can write and set specific goals in that are going to affect your whole life as a whole. Now, why am I sharing this with you, and how does this all fit into your success with Ambit Energy? Well, you want to be a well-rounded person. And as a well-rounded person, people are attracted by other people who kind of know who they are, where they're going, how they're going to get there, and what the end result is. Those are natural-born leaders. They're leaders that people want to get in behind and follow. And so the more you are kind of in tune with your own destiny and your own self as far as your controlling your GPS, so to speak, as an individual, the better you're going to be in recruiting. And I'm going to get that in a minute. So let's talk a little bit about the wheel of life. There's really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 areas that you're going to deal with, or they're going to deal with you in your wheel of life. One is, of course, your physical health. Health is absolutely critical with regards to your success. And, you know, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have health and you're not a healthy person, then you're going to be dealing with that. That's going to be an issue that's going to hold you back from some of your goals that you want to accomplish. So it's very important that you set short-term and long-term goals with regards to your physical health. I just recently went in for a colonoscopy, and, you know, those are that's a goal. You know, those are things that you would set as physical goals, health goals. You know, what type of food are you eating? What are you consuming more alcohol than you should? Do you smoke? The ramifications of smoking and cigarette smoking. Are there any other habits that you could stop, or you could say, look, I'm done with that. I'm going to start exercising more. I'm going to start by walking, maybe then eventually doing a little bit of running. It doesn't take a whole lot to measurably increase your health and look at your caloric intake, look at the types of food that you're eating. These are very critical things for you to have the energy that you need to sustain yourself in your pathway to success. All right, so let's talk about another one, which is your mental state of mind and, of course, your education. You know, there's a lot of highly educated, unemployed people, especially today. Just because you have a sheepskin on the wall doesn't necessarily qualify you as an entrepreneur or as a person that is going to have guaranteed success. Certainly, a degree is important, but not as much as it used to be. You know, if you take a look at entrepreneurs over the last couple of hundred years in America, a lot of them didn't even graduate high school. They were entrepreneurs that worked hard, that studied, that kind of took that other course and decided that they wanted to achieve a higher level of degree of success. And what did they do? They educated themselves through reading and through seminars and through what used to be books and tapes and now CDs and downloads and podcasts. And look at the proliferation of the internet, of how you can just go straight to YouTube a lot of times, take it with a grain of salt, but a lot of times you can get knowledge that you're interested in to become better and more successful in a specific area that you're trying to sharpen or hone. So your mental faculties too, once again, you know, you want to have a good, positive PMA, good attitude. It's so important that you work on it, and it's not easy, especially with what we've gone through this last year and a half. I mean, it's been very, very challenging for a lot of people, and you know, but you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, understand that, you know, that you are what you are because of the dominating thoughts that occupy your mind. And so in doing so, you want to focus each and every day by having what I'm going to get into in a second, which are positive affirmations to help essentially reprogram your mind for success and to be able to know that you are setting that GPS coordinates towards the goals that you want to accomplish in your life. So education is important, but you can be self-taught. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a failure because you didn't go to college or you didn't graduate from college. Don't let that be a deterrent with regards to you becoming an entrepreneur and being successful in this business. Once again, there's a lot of people that didn't go to college that are phenomenally successful. So don't let that hold you back thinking, oh, I didn't get a degree. There's no way I can be successful. That's horse manure. So don't excuse the expression, but it is. If you want to become successful, learn to become a student. Study 2 years on an area or something that you want to become successful at. If you want to play the piano, for instance, as an example, hey, you may say, well, I'm not musical. I can't play the piano. But yes, you can if you just apply yourself for 2 years and become a student of that and then tap into the resources that we have in the internet and other ways to be that. And pretty soon you'll be playing Christmas music at the piano at the next Christmas party. Let's talk about the next area of your life that you're setting goals in, which is your family and your home. Very critical that you have in our business support at home. I know how difficult it is. We work very long hours. We have a lot of stresses. It's not a get rich quick situation where all of a sudden the money starts raining from the clouds. It's a long-term goal and a long-term destiny and a place where you have to have a meeting with your family and sit down with your family and say, look, here are some of the things that we want as a family, and I as a leader would want to help with my spouse to accomplish that goal. Look at why do we have what we call dynamic duos in network marketing? I don't know if I coined that phrase or not. I guess I got it from Batman, but husband and wives that work as a team in this industry are some of the most powerful, successful people in the direct sales or multi-level marketing business. Why? Because they're working towards a common goal. They have the support of the family. And so if you have a spouse that is non-supportive, please try to communicate. Reach out to them. Sit down. Lay out a specific plan of action. Set some short-term and long-term goals and show that you have desire to be able to achieve. And then look at what are the other options. What are the other options? Are you going to go work, 30 years where, you can retire and starve to death and live on a pension that is probably going to be outrun by inflation? No, that's not the way to go. That's not a good game plan. So just use good common sense in building a trust within the family and having everybody working towards that common goal. So that's another wheel of life principle that you need to write down in your book to set goals with regards to your family and your home as far as the support you need there to be successful in our business. And it does get easier. It gets better. It gets easier. And then, of course, once the family starts to actually experience some of the lap of luxury, you can either be the hero, the hobo. At first, you're the hobo a lot, but eventually you become the hero, and they're enjoying the success the family as a team achieved. Let's go to spiritual and ethical. This is absolutely critical with regards to your relationship with God. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm not here to talk about religion, but I am here on my personal note as Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord and something, my anchor that I have, that I know that I can depend on, that allows me and gives me the inner strength to continue on during the real tough times. We're going to have tough times. We're going to have difficulties. We're going to have challenges. All of those things are going to be happen whether we like it or not. And so whether it be a health challenge or whether it be, some instance that takes place, within your life that dramatically changes your life, you have to have that anchor and support and know that through God, all things are possible. And also that constant benchmark, if you will, that allows you to be able to know that you can go to God and ask for help and ask for His guidance and direction and blessing and grace. And so with that, intertwined with that is being ethical, being morally ethical, because people want to deal with people who are ethical people. They want to trust you. You know, we got away from the handshake a long time ago here this last year and a half, but I'm praying that it'll come back. And, you know, just when you shake somebody's hand, when you look in their eyes and you know that you just have that aura about those people being good, morally ethical people. And that's why this company has really built such a wonderful foundation on having employees and field reps and corporate staff that really live and abide by that those truisms of having a good moral compass to guide our company with. And then we'll go to social and cultural. What is social and cultural? That doesn't mean, you know, hanging down at Harry's bar, shooting pool or whatever. Culturally, you know, you want to be involved in things that are important to you when you set goals, because if you have and tie into fraternal organizations or maternal or any organizations that you can be a part of, what does that do for you? It does a couple of things. Number one, it allows you to put your mark on the planet to make a change for society as a whole and to be dealing with something that's important to you. It all fits into your goals plan, but guess what? You get an added advantage. You get to meet new people. You get to open up doors and centers of influence that you never had before. And so if you're always saying, well, I don't know anybody and I can't find anybody to build my business with, or I can't recruit any people, go join clubs, go join organizations, go find social organizations that you can become a part of to give your work, effort, energy, and build those relationships. And what will happen is you'll see all kinds of doors opening up there, and also the rewards that come along with you being able to help society as a whole. And then, of course, finally, the financial and career. That's why we're on the phone here tonight. We're here to talk about your financial goals and your career goals. You do know there's several different ways that you can go through life, and you can get a job, get a good education. Once again, go give 30 to 40 years of your life's blood to retire and starve to death. I mean, that's been the way that the course of history has gone down, where everybody goes to college and everybody plugs into a company. Well, now it's not really that way anymore, is it? Some people change companies, four, five, six companies in their whole career. They have to be versatile. They have to have that versatility. But what they don't have, a lot of them don't have, is that they might be talented in a specific area. Let's say oil and gas, for instance. I live in the Woodlands area. A lot of oil and gas people here. Very, very expertise in their genre, their area. But what happens is when they're laid off, they're laid off. They have big houses, big mortgages, car payments, kids going to school, kids going to college. And what happens? They have to try to go out and find another job that would be equivalent to be able to maintain that same lifestyle because they are paid by the job. They don't have residual income. They don't have an income that they get paid on something they did last week, last month, and last year. That's the beauty of Ambit Energy. That's where Ambit Energy becomes this magic dust, that sprinkles on your bank account, that allows you to be able to have the flexibility built over time to know that you're going to continue to get paid on something that you built over time. And so it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a, all of a sudden you're Donald Trump overnight, or you're some entrepreneur that's made a lot of money by building buildings or this or that or whatever. But residual income is where it's at. And those of us that are on this line and are on this phone that do receive and have received over the years, and let me just say this, I have never missed a check from Ambit Energy since day one that I've been with this company. Not one check, not one residual check have I missed. And that's saying a lot from any company. And so it's like drilling your own oil well, having your own oil patch, Okay, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The old saying, if you build it, they will come. That's the beauty of ambient energy. So let's move forward here real quickly. And let me talk a little bit about something that I think that everybody needs to learn how to do. Not everybody is a master prospector. And, of course, when you come into this business, what's one of the first things you do? You create a warm market list. Everybody knows that. That's the ABCs of this business. You got to squeeze the lemon on the warm market list, which means you go through the list. You're going to call your friends, neighbors, relatives, business associates, people you know, love, and trust. Some will, some won't. So what? You're going to continue to drip on them over a period of time. Some over a period of time will join your organization, and they will be part of your business. But, you know, keep in mind that you're not successful now, so you have to kind of rely on or lean on other people's success. You lean on the company's success. You lean on other your upline success or other cross-line success. You lean on videos, audios, podcasts, different forms of information that allow you to be able to ride the coattails, if you will, of the success that this company has had. And we have a huge story. We have an absolutely phenomenal story. But what happens is that we want to spill our popcorn in the lobby before the picture show. We want to dump on everybody when we first meet them. You are eventually going to work your way from warm market to reaching out to cold market prospects. And in doing so, you have to become a master prospector. It is a way of consciousness. You have to develop a prospecting consciousness where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you are aware and you are just like a fisherman. You know, you are going to have to learn how to cast your rod, bait your hook, know where to cast, know how to pop the rod, know what to say, and you need to learn how to do it reflexively, where it's not a thought. That it's done, that it's so easy, it's like slick glass. You know exactly what you're dealing with and how you can deliver. And you also know how to sort through the people that are not going to do anything, that are not going to build a business, that are going to waste your time. And, of course, when you're starting in the business, you know, if you can fog a mirror and tackle them, you know, you're excited about getting anybody into the business. And that's understandable. But you have to be selective because the biggest killer in this business is your time and wasting time with people who are really not going to ever do anything. And so you want to pre-qualify these people to a certain extent. You don't want to prejudge them, but you do want to pre-qualify them. And you never know, like Philip Eckhart would say, you know, you might sponsor somebody that is not necessarily the greatest person with regards to marketing, but they may lead you to somebody else. And he's absolutely correct and truthful in those statements that he makes about prospecting. I tend to try to go after people right up front that I can clarify and determine whether or not these are good quality prospects in my business because I don't have a lot of time with regards to people that are not going to really do the business. Or really don't have a desire for themselves. And where does that all go back to? It all goes back to what is their personal goals, dreams, and aspirations? What are they motivated to do? You're not going to scare them through fear motivation to be successful. You're not going to incentivize them only to a certain extent to jump so high where they are going to be excited and they're going to have a sustained level of energy is when you can tap into what their personal goals, dreams, and aspirations are of what they want to accomplish on this planet and what they want to achieve with this business opportunity. So let's talk a little bit about what I call your fishing approach. Now, look, everybody's got a different one. I've perfected this over the last 30 years, and it's something that I use. You don't have to use it. There's no magic words that you can say. But at the end of the day, we're in the people business. That's the business that we're in. And you have to recognize the fact that most people, I'd say 98% of the people that you're out and about running into from time to time are good people. especially if you approach them in the right way. And you don't need to be selling them anything, because you can't sell them anything right then anyway when you meet them at the gas pump, when you meet them at the car wash, when you meet them at the cafeteria line, when you meet them at the dry cleaners, when you meet them at the donut place. I mean, what you're looking for are people that kind of have a glow about them. You look at them and you become really, really good as a master prospector of identifying people that you would like to have in your business. Remember, you're a casting director in a feature motion picture called Success. You're the one who gets to cast the actor in your Success film. Okay? It's important that you get to pick people that you want in your business. They don't pick you. You pick them. And so in doing so, you want to become really good. You're not going to put somebody in a movie that doesn't belong in that particular part. So once you look at people, and you can't judge a book by its cover either. Everybody comes in, different flavors, so to speak. So don't do that as well. But be observant. Have your ears open. Listen. And then if you run into people at the donut shop and you're there and you're talking about chocolate-covered donuts or whatever it might be, break up a conversation. Hey, man, I just love those chocolate-covered donuts, the cake kind. I don't know about you. If the person doesn't come back and respond, or they're not outgoing or expressive, or they don't have some level of communication coming back to you, what does that tell you? Either they're having a bad day, or they're probably not an outgoing, expressive a person that is the type of person you're looking for in our business. In other words, you want to find people that have certain characteristics that we look for in our business. And number one, first and foremost, I always like to say this, is money motivated. Now, what do I mean by money motivated? What I mean by money motivated is that they're not greedy people. They're not all about money. It's not about that. It's just that they want to have a higher degree of financial success. They want to have the ability to make some money. And as you've heard many times before, a lot of people, especially after all that we've been through in the last year and a half, hey, they're in their closet praying, Lord, please bring me something. Bring me something that I can make some money, that I can provide for my family. And, they're out there, their radar is on. They're listening. If you talk to somebody at a coffee shop or a Starbucks or a donut shop or the dry cleaners, just learn to be outgoing and expressive yourself. You know, we have a whole lot of different ambit clothes that are in our back office there that you can go and put on the ambit uniform, so to speak. You can be Mr. or Mrs. Ambit. You can represent the company, have business cards, have that smile on your face. You know, I'm not saying that's something you have to do, but it's there. It's a tool. It's available for you to have that professional look. And when you talk to somebody, just say, hey, you sure seem like a happy person. If you don't mind me asking you, let me just ask you, do you consider yourself a money-motivated person? Or have you ever maybe thought of alternative ways of making money? That's a simple question, but you got to spit it out. You got to be brave enough to get that question out. That's a simple, easy question you can ask anybody. Hey, do you consider yourself a money-motivated person? Have you ever considered alternative ways of making money? Well, I don't know. Our company's always looking for good people, and you just seem like you're that type of person. I don't have a lot of time now either, and I got to get these donuts back to my wife at the house, or she's going to be mad at me, and those eclairs are going to get cold if I don't put them in the microwave when we get there. So let me just exchange business cards with you. Can I do that? Really? Okay, here's my business card. You have a phone number? Maybe we can get together. In today's world, maybe you can text me. I'll text you. If you'd like to earn maybe some potential income, I can show you how you can get started in our business. It's very easy to do. We help you with all the training, support materials, everything you need to get started. And I'd like to set up a time sometime we could get together. Would that be okay? So that's break the ice, make a friend, find common ground. Don't spill your popcorn in the lobby before the picture show. Well, what's this all about? Well, I'd love for you to be able to go to my website. Let me give you my business card, or let me text you my website. I have a little short 7-minute video that you can watch that allows you to be able to learn a little bit about our business. You know, I'm in the energy business, and I'm very excited about potentially getting together with it some other time. I'm sorry I got to go right now in a hurry. People that are busy, that are successful, are in a hurry. Now, what is the goal? The goal in prospecting is to capture their information. Break the ice, make a friend, find common ground. Capture their information. That's all your goal is there. Once you've captured that information and you have it, then you document. Once you've documented, then now you have the ability to follow up with that person and very reasonably shoot them a text, hey, I really enjoyed meeting you at the Shipley's Donuts or whatever donuts it might have been or wherever you might have met them. Please, and then send them a link to your website to watch the video. Watch that video. Let's get together sometime. And then now is your job to start dripping on them. Start to drip on them. Start to follow up on them. You know, edify them. Tell them that you'd like to be able to set up a good quality time. Learn to be a word merchant. It's how you structure your words and how you deliver your words. But nobody's going to buy Ambit Energy. Nobody's buying Ambit Energy. They're buying you. If you haven't sold yourself and you haven't made a first good impression, believe me, they ain't buying. So you need to focus your efforts and energy on being able to have that first impression that is so critical. So let's talk a little bit about what I call the chain of results, okay? When you go out there and you use that approach, just like fishing, and this is the best analogy I can use, look, you got to learn how to cast your rod. And the first time you ever casted your rod when you went fishing and maybe you took your grandkids out or whatever, you know they got a backlash. And you spent half the day getting their line all unhooked because they didn't know how to cast the rod out there and land the bait right exactly where it's at. But once you learn how to cast your rod by asking a simple approach, hey, do you consider yourself a money-motivated person? Have you ever thought of alternative ways of making money? Here's an if I could, would you? If I could show you a way that you could own and operate your own profitable business in the energy business and work with me, and your total investment would be under $100, and that would pay for all your training, support materials, everything you needed to get started in your new business, would that be pretty exciting? Now, if you don't have that on the back of your eyeballs, then you're not casting your rod out there, and it's just got to roll off your tongue. Roll off your tongue. And if they say, no, I'm not really interested, next, okay? So then blow it off. Forget about it. Not a big deal. Nothing gained, nothing lost. Safety in numbers, laws of averages. Remember that. Safety in numbers, laws of averages. So set some personal goals for recruiting X number of people that you want in your front line and make sure that you are always out prospecting. So the chain of results goes like this. Look, if you're going to be successful in our business, affirmations are one of the ways you can reprogram your mind for success. And what is an affirmation? An affirmation is nothing more than you talking to yourself. And you've heard people say, gosh, I'm a clumsy person. I just can't drive. I mean, I'm not a good driver. Or I can't spell. Man, I'm a terrible speller. I'm really bad at math. Well, you can be rest assured that your conscious mind is telling your subconscious mind that, and sure enough, your autonomic nervous system is going to take over, and you're going to be a lousy driver, you're going to be lousy at math, you're going to be lousy at spelling, and you certainly don't want to get in the car with them if they say they're a lousy driver, okay? You want to have positive affirmations that will change the way you think to change your subconscious mind. In other words, the most powerful thing you can do is to reprogram your own mind, because advertisers have been programming your mind forever, okay? Coke is it, you know? I mean, they come out with all these slogans where they say it over and over and over again. Run to the border, you know, with Taco Bell. I mean, you've heard all of these affirmations from advertisers. Well, what they do is they do that in order to get the results. So let's talk about the chain of results. Affirmations are statements made by the conscious mind, basically to program the subconscious mind that can be either positive or negative. So you have a choice. You have a choice to either program your own mind or let somebody else program it for you, which is really not a good thing, wouldn't you agree? Now, through space repetition, hearing, seeing, doing over and over and over and over and over again, why do you think the MyPillow guy plays the same commercial over and over and over till it's almost sickening? Because he's pre-programming your subconscious mind to buy MyPillow. You think MyPillow. So space repetition is you hearing, seeing, and doing over and over and over again. You can put it on a 3x5 card, you know. I am a master prospector. I see prospects everywhere. I will become a gold jacket millionaire. You know, any affirmation, anything you want to accomplish, put it on a 3x5 card. Carry it with you wherever you want to carry it. Yeah, it might be old school. I heard somebody say the other day, oh, well, 3x5 cards are ancient and they're obsolete. Horse manure, okay? Carry it around in your purse. Read it every day. Read it to yourself. Program your own subconscious mind, because that's going to condition your mind, which is, and that comes from the learning process called space repetition. It comes from conditioning of our subconscious mind, and that affects our attitude. And when you start to condition your mind, now your attitude is affected, which affects your behavior, and that comes from how you think, because your behavior is how you think, what you think. And then that ultimately gives the result, which is how your behavior makes you act. Okay, so you become somebody as a master prospector. You are on all the time, like an AWACS airplane, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, yeah, here's the good news. You don't have to be a master prospector forever. You know, you're not going to have to be doing this forever. I mean, eventually you're going to build an organization. You're going to have lots of wonderful people, and you're going to become the teacher, kind of what I'm doing today. You're going to become the philosopher. You're going to share this information with other people to make it easy for them. You're going to teach a person to fish to feed them for life, right? You've heard that expression, teach a man to fish to feed him for life. Okay, so, you know, that's what we're doing now. And if you don't become a master prospector in this business, you will never achieve the highest degree of success you could have achieved had you learned the basic principles of prospecting. So I'm going to end tonight. I want to thank everybody for being on the call here tonight. It's very, very exciting. I want to thank Brian McClure, of course, and all the corporate staff and all the other national leaders out there doing such a wonderful job. Of course, we can't forget that ambition is right on our doorstep, 2021. I just got finished with a rally here in Houston that was live. I can't begin to tell you the enthusiasm, the excitement, and just being able to see all those smiling faces. It was a wonderful experience, and I know everybody's looking forward to being able to do that. In ending, I want you to step out of the box of mediocrity. You know, we've been told all our life, you know, color in the lines. Don't step out. Don't look out the window. Don't dream. Don't become a dreamer. You've got to become a dreamer. You've got to dream, because your dreams are what your goals are made of. And what happens when you step across the line, it's pretty dangerous, okay? Because everybody wants you in the box. When you step across the line, you know, what happens is it's kind of like being afraid of the unknown. I mean, there's no sales or discounts on destiny. I can assure you that. You know, they've heard the horror stories of people that have gone out and, you know, attempted different things. They've stepped across that line and challenged themselves, and you know, you could never do it. Your brother never did it. Nobody on the block ever did it. How the heck do you expect to do it? Your relatives sometimes are your worst enemies. They want to keep you in the box. They want to beat you down with a Babe Ruth bat where they're comfortable with you. You see, when you step outside the box, they're uncomfortable with you. But, you know, it's just, most importantly, you have to have faith. You have to have faith to risk it all. You know, this, you don't get another Super Bowl. This is the Super Bowl. You got to play it to win it, and there is no other Super Bowl except through being saved by Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and that's a whole other topic. But the point is that while you're on this planet, you got to take a risk, and you got to cross the line. You got to make a paradigm shift that takes place in your life, and when you cross that line, here are some of the things that you can expect. You can expect a greater faith and trust in God because you're going to run into circumstances and obstacles that you never, ever expected. You're going to be able to perform the impossible. And what I mean by that is what was something that people said was never going to happen, happened. Look at Muhammad Ali when he got in the ring. He defeated his opponent mentally way before he ever climbed in the ring. That's what I was amazed of in watching Muhammad Ali, one of the greatest prize fighters of all time. Expect negative talk and affirmations from other people. You know, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words, well, they'll never hurt you. Well, believe me, you'll get a lot of heat from a lot of different people. The pull of the world is going to try to drag you back across the line, back inside the box. Always remember that. It's going to reach out across the box, grab you by the shirt tail, and pull you back in there where you're safe and warm and fuzzy. And it ain't safe, warm, and fuzzy outside that box when you start to take risk. Learn to be patient. That's important. Progressive realization of your worthwhile predetermined goals. It takes time in order to be successful. It is not a Nestle's quick success in Ambit Energy, but it is a proven success. And if you look around at the people that have succeeded, for a 15, soon-to-be-year-old company, you have phenomenal success, both physically, mentally, socially, and financially, and spiritually, and all of the people that have benefited over the years by being associated with this great company. You could not be with a better company. What else do you get? What else can you expect when you cross the line? You bless other people. And what I mean by that is you lead the way. You burn the trail. It gives you the ability to carve out the destiny and have other people follow behind and say, he did it, she did it, I can do it. And that motivates you to maintain your joy and motivates you to make eternal choices. One of the affirmations I like is, I'm living today for what God's going to do in my future. I hope that he'll do great things in your future. This is Lane Winsett, National Founding Consultant with Ambit Energy. I appreciate you being on the call tonight. I hope you got some tidbits of information and that you enjoyed the call. I'm going to open up the call here tonight and allow you to be able to say goodbye, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you at Ambition 2021. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining the call. And I'm going to open the call now. Thank you so much.